Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Purdy Insurance. Visit Purdy Insurance on Market Street in Sunbury or visit online at purdyinsurance.com.
And time now to bring in Mark Wogan, richsi.com. Mark, welcome back. Great to have you with us.
Thanks, Steve. Great to be here with you.
So you got a chance to watch all of it on Saturday. So what did you think of what you saw?
I have no idea what I think of what I saw. It was fun to watch. You know, it was fun to watch a practice, especially the last one where they were a little bit juiced up. My favorite moment was looking in the stadium around 2 o'clock, seeing about 50, 60,000 in there, and then turning around, looking at the parking lots and seeing 50, 60,000 people outside.
So yes.
You know, everybody was having a good time. For me, I think the most important stuff anyway came afterward. Some of the interviews that we did with the players and James Franklin. And I thought one of the most telling moments, at least for me, I was fascinated by the way Sean Clifford talked about Mitchell Tinsley, the new receiver who came in from Western Kentucky. The fact that he wears number 5 is just kind of another illustrative note of, you know, a little reminiscent of Jahan Dotson, and the fact that Sean has had these great relationships with receivers over the years, with KJ Hamler and the 3 years with Jahan. That, you know, they, I think it was 23 touchdown passes between them. And then here comes another number 5 stepping into that number and that position. And Sean is saying, yeah, they're a little bit similar. They catch the ball, you know, in the way they catch the ball, the way they can move, the way they can get open. The quote that struck me the most is when Sean said, they make plays when it matters. And I really took note of that because of who Sean Clifford and who Mitchell Tinsley are, in that they are both football veterans. I think this, you know, there's like their 10th year between them playing college football. Mitchell Tinsley is, you know, went to a community college before he went to Western Kentucky in an offense, you know, played 14 touchdowns last year in an offense that threw for 6,000 yards, which I think was 1,000 yards more than Alabama. He has that veteran presence, that veteran experience. He knows where he wants to go, what he wants to do. So who does he gravitate to immediately? It's Sean Clifford, the veteran quarterback, knows what he wants to do, where he wants to go. That really struck me, is the fact that those two have really gotten to know each other very well and become, you know, they become roommates, teammates, and they know how important they are to each other for this season.
He's a very soft-spoken guy.
Yeah.
He's a very much, he's an all-business guy. And this move in here is part of him being all-business, and that, thus bonding with Clifford. I think I saw in 15 practices, Mark, I think I saw him drop one. One.
He got got that sense from hearing from them. And it shows, if we got that, you know, that Sean mentioned that too. It is very much like Jahan Dotson, that business idea that he's working toward a goal. I think for the last 2 years, I never saw Jahan without a football, you know, off the field anywhere too. That was like kind of a trademark for him. And that says to me that if Mitchell Tinsley is kind of a similar personality, that he has that business approach, that he did his due diligence. He knew where he was going, that he researched Sean Clifford. He researched this offense. He knew what he could contribute to it and what he could get out of it. And the fact that he came, I think, says a lot to the fact that this is Sean's fourth year as a starter, but also his second year. He mentioned this a bunch of times. His second year in an offense for the first time, essentially as a starter. And I don't think you can overvalue that, the fact that he now is speaking the language just out of hand. It's natural to him. So that Mitchell Tinsley noticed all that and came, I think, says a lot for Penn State's offense and where it could go.
He can high point the ball. Catches the ball in front of him. He runs. He may not be able to burn past you every single time, but he runs great routes. He's a real technician out there.
Yeah, there was a 3rd-and-7. They ran like a 3rd-and-7 drill, and I think it was Christian Bayou who was the quarterback. I'm pretty sure it was Christian. Threw a really nice ball across the middle, and Mitchell Tinsley caught it, a little juke, got the first down. And I was like, that's what Jahan did. You know, that's what Jahan did all the time, convert first downs. If that's the play you're getting in Mitchell Tinsley, I think you've done a great service to your program.
Yeah, I think so, too. You know, it's interesting. James talked about this being Sean's best spring. When I looked at Vayu and Clifford, you know, I'm a lot of, like, you're watching guys, C and C, which is confidence and consistency. I felt like I saw that in both of them as I watched the spring. Now, obviously, I've got the advantage of seeing more, but did you get that same sense from everybody and in talking to them, the confidence and the consistency?
Confidence never, that Sean never lacks for that. So I don't think that he certainly didn't lose it, and if anything, he gained it. And that definitely comes from the fact that being in the second year in the offense, that he just knows this now. It's second nature to him. So he is going to be very confident. He looked fluid and natural. I remember watching we were there for the very first practice, and they, you know, the first of the 15, they're just doing simple drop back drills. You know, it's just you know, a drop, a roll, and a throw. And Sean looked like he, you know, it's like I could compare it to maybe swimmers. Sean had, you know, was a swimmer who had done, like, made the flip turn 15,000 times, so it was second nature. Christian looked really comfortable doing it. The new guys, Drew Aller and Bo Prabula, looked good, but you could see that they were kind of counting, you know, like almost dance steps, doing one, two, three, four in their head.
Yep.
And because that was day one of practice. That was the first time they were doing that on the field. So, I mean, so there was a natural progression of that, and I saw that Saturday. The one thing I thought with Christian Vayu, when especially in the 7-on-7 when they ran that, is that he looked really comfortable with knowing where he was going to go with the football, the way he moved. I got a sense they're in such a better. I think they're in a much better place at quarterback than they were last year overall, and that you don't feel that if you have an Iowa situation that you are going to have this deep drop off this year. That kind of one thing I took out of spring and took out of Saturday was that. You know, if you have to go from Sean to another quarterback, you are not going to lose, you know, appreciably like you did last year when you didn't have the experience with it.
Exactly. And I think for Sean there's more confidence because it is the second year.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, he wasn't sitting in, like, last spring having to learn everything Mike was going to do.
Yeah.
He walked out there already knowing what Mike wanted to do, and I think that really helped. The two freshman running backs, you know, fans have seen Kevon Lee, they've seen Devin Ford. What did you think of the two freshman running backs?
I looked up at one point and Kevon Lee, or excuse me, Catron Allen. I'm sorry. I looked up at Catron Allen and said, wow, he's pretty sharp. Because obviously, I'm in Pennsylvania, so I know of Nicholas Singleton. And, I'd seen a lot of him, and I'd heard a lot about him, and I know he had a great, and everybody said he had a terrific spring and is going to contribute. Catron Allen, looked really sharp on a couple of those runs, had some power, had some burst.
Yep.
I can't take much away from it because I don't know what speed. You know, the linemen were running it, anything like that. So it's all, I think it's all relative. But I noticed him, and that's one thing that that stood out. It was like, oh wow, yeah, these are two really good running backs. I knew that consciously, but hadn't seen it yet.
Yeah, who else jumped out at you in terms of your stream of consciousness and watching?
Yeah, I think Trey Wallace made a great catch in the end zone.
Yeah, he did.
He got up and. And I liked the fact that the scrimmage came down to kind of like a one play. It almost felt like Iowa 2017, you know, play to win it all kind of thing. And Bo Prabula was in, it was the quarterback, threw a nice ball into the end zone. And the kind of like the most talked about young player of spring drills, or one of them anyways, Kay Wheatley, makes the PBU. To end, to end the scrimmage, and that's a win, for the defense. That really, that struck me because that was a very noticeable play at the end. He was credited with a couple of pass breakups and things like that in that game. Terry Smith last week mentioned that he's just always around the ball, and players like that last a while. You know, they play for a long time, and right away you saw that. You saw that on that play that he got his nose into it and broke up a touchdown.
Yeah, and Amari Evans, by the way, was the guy that did it.
Yep.
And his foot came down out of bounds. So, yep. And that's how it ended. Obviously, the offensive line is going to be one that people will talk about. Mm-hmm. Did you really get any read other than talking to people about how certain guys did during the course of the spring?
No, I didn't expect to either. I think my greatest thing after the game, help me with the pronunciation here, it's Olu Fashanu, right? Or Fashanu?
Yep.
He mentioned that the lineman, that Caden Wallace had come to the group of linemen and said, okay, the word we're going to use this year is positivity, or at least this spring. That's what we're going to do. We're going to think positive thoughts. We didn't have a good year last year. We know that. We lost players. We know that. And we're playing shorthanded this spring. We know all of that. So let's be positive about it. Let's try to take every snap well. Let's try to get the best work we can get in. And let's extract as much out of this as we possibly can. And I think he enunciated that far better than I just did, and that how they internalized that they really took that upon themselves. It was that kind of undergirded their entire spring practice. It was, guys are missing, so I'm going to take extra snaps. We can't let other position groups on the team suffer because we don't have the numbers. So, the quarterback's still got to get their work, no matter how many linemen there are. Same thing. Defensive linemen, they got to be able to, take drills, stuff like that. We can't allow anybody else to get behind because we might be behind. So I think that was a great attitude to hear that they took. But I don't think we'll really know anything until you get the new guys in this summer and until they're able to go through camp and figure out exactly what they have. But it sounds like James Franklin is really set, at least, with three of those positions. So I think it's a pretty good start with Olu on the left side, Caden Wallace on the right side, and Deuce Scruggs at center.
And what helped is all three of those were full participants the entire spring. That really
sounds like they got all. Sounds like they got a workload in. So.
Yeah. Oh, they did. No, they got a lot of reps. All right. There was James gave the split of the reps and the quarterbacks. The offensive line didn't have those kind of splits. All right.
That would be 300, 300, 350,
probably. Yeah. Exactly. Mark, thanks so much. Always a pleasure. Great work as always.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Steve. Thanks.